This is a Pinball News production.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to Rock and Roll Pinball, or
How to Waste an Hour with Us. Today we're on, first of all, I'd like to thank Rob Burke for talk today. It's been a while. This is Don Caldwell.
And that's Mark Pakula.
And Don, we always started off by saying...
Oh, yeah. How many people have seen us before? Holy moly. How many people first time? You poor bastards. Okay. You are never going to get this hour back in your life.
Okay, we're going to have a little fun today. We're going to bring up the agenda.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about retheming your pinball game, and then Don's going to get into.
Then we'll have our trivia where you get to choose pinball or rock and roll trivia questions. There will be Name That Tune questions, and we'll be doing Stump the Tech, though I haven't seen our tech, and so if I don't see him soon, we won't be playing Stump the Tech. He's coming? All right.
I hope so, or else Eric's going to have to take over.
Otherwise, yeah, there you go, buddy.
Okay. Okay.
I'd like to introduce our guitar wizard, Mr. Bob Hearns. Bob has two albums available for purchase on www.cdbaby.com. Music from Imaginary Movies and Krabby Road. Next. Our tech, if he shows, is Gavin Miller of Gavin's Game Service, Inc. Service at GavinsGameService.com, 312-699-0968. We'll give him a couple seconds to talk about his business when we locate him. Okay?
You're going to see some graphics, pinball graphics today, and a cabinet, and it was produced by Becky. Just in case, after we're done here, if anybody wants the cards of Becky who made the graphics, or the person that made the Translite, custom Translite, or the person that did all the decals in the cabinet, I have their business cards up here. Be happy to have you come up and get them. And we also want to make a special announcement today that we brought it along in real IT tech, Eric, the IT tech. We just don't want to be frustrated with screw-ups at a PowerPoint, so we got the best guy we could. So if he screws up, well, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, real quickly, the rules for Stump That Tech. While Mark is boring you to tears, think of a technical problem you encountered and then found a solution for. Something, you know, a little offbeat, not a fuser's blown. Okay. While Mark's talking, find me in the back of the room. Tell me the problem and the solution, the manufacturer, title, year, the symptoms, and the solution. Now, during trivia time, we'll randomly break into Stump the Tech. And you will... There you are. That's our Stump the Tech announcement music. Then you and I will present the info, but not the solution. That would be dumb. Gavin can ask you three questions and then tell you his idea what the solution is. And if Gavin is wrong, you win a big prize. If he's right, you get candy. If there's any doubt, the mob rule is in effect, and you all get to decide whether he gets a big prize or a little prize. Next slide, please.
Okay, we're going to start off by... Don and I usually try to do some kind of a tech talk, and this time I went over my head, and unfortunately I decided to do a custom pinball game for the cabinet artwork and Translite, and I call it retheming your game. And so how does this happen? Well, you go to Stern one day and they offer you a complete populated Grand Prix playfield that you have. Of course, you have to own it. Even though you don't have the game, you don't have any parts, you don't have anything, you got to buy the playfield, right? So you buy it, and then you say, well, let's make some artwork can't be that tough. And then, of course, you say to yourself, boy, that was a long trip on this one. I must be nuts to try this. Okay. So the playfield, as I said, was Grand Prix. I decided to do an F1 racing game theme. And anybody know why when Stern did Grand Prix, they didn't go to F1, although the cars looked like it? Any reasons? Roger, you don't count back there, you know, but I'll go ahead, Roger.
Roger knows all.
Because Bernie wouldn't, they couldn't pay Bernie enough money? Bernie, yeah.
The license wasn't available. We tried.
Okay. So, have I been involved with previously? Yes, and this is how naive I was. I picked the game Shadow, and we're going to show you the Translight. And one of the issues was an operator came up to me, a person of some that you might know, and said, I want this game, but I don't want to see Alex. I'm not a big fan of Alex, and can you do something? So I said, sure, and I looked around the internet, and the first thing I found was there was somebody across the Atlantic Ocean that was making this Translight. Notice, do you think there's any problems here with this Translight? Roger, are there any problems with this, like two big problems maybe? Like one, that is stolen artwork, and two, that they put the name Bally in the artwork on top of that. So that's that wouldn't go over too well with a Roger. So I decided to do something a little bit different, if you want. And we took the original one, as you can see, is up in the upper left-hand corner, and down below we took Alex out. And it doesn't show up real well here, but we took some nebulae from the Hubble spacecraft, and we filled in that area, and he was happy with that. So that was my jump into learning all about custom artwork. Okay. So this is the original Translight Grand Prix. And go ahead. And so this was my first design. I'm sorry it's a little blurry. The rest are all better. This I had to shoot from a photograph. This was my first shot working with the artist. And go ahead. And this is the second Translight design. Go ahead. And I'm not going to show you the third because you're going to see that in a minute. It's on the game. So I decide, okay, now we got the Translight. What are we going to do about the cabinet? So we measure it. We look for a cabinet, measured it up, search on the internet for art for the cabinet, located a graphic designer, as I said. Lots of communication, review, redo, 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 and locate a painter that can, I'm sorry, a printer that can print the artwork and purchase the artwork and apply. Boy, that was easy, right? Not quite.
Mark, tell them when you finished that game.
We finished, Eric and I finished that game last night at about 10:30. So to give you an idea,
That's factory fresh.
Yes. So, in reality, I locate the game, right? Of course, it's got the wrong board set. That's a little thing that happens. Then I have to repair the cabinet. Then I got to paint the cabinet because it was all beat up. And then I have to go get all the parts it needs. And then I have to create the custom decals for the playfield. I wasn't going to do any decals for the playfield, but Don came over to my house and said, you know, you're really pussing out on this. Besides doing all the
Translight,
all the artwork, I also want you to do decals for the playfield. So I had to make new decals on it. Those were not anywhere. I used the graphic artist that did it. We just printed them on white paper, sticky paper, and Mylar'd over. You can come up and see those next. Of course, you put everything together, right, Eric? And we test it, and what happens? It doesn't work, right? Doesn't even fire up. And I know you guys wouldn't mind if it didn't work at all, would you? So we spent the next, 1 hour fixing that to get it to work.
Right.
So this was the first attempt at the artwork. Now, there was a small problem. That horse probably would have got me in a little bit of trouble. Right, Roger?
Yeah.
And so we had to not let that go. So next one. So that was the side art. Again, the horse was there. That wasn't going to work. And that was the head art. Go ahead. And now the second attempt at the artwork, this was the coin door, which I didn't like, but it had some possibilities. That was the side art, and then we have the head. That was what the head looked like. Now that I finally got the artwork done, now it's onto the cabinet. So I started out with a Sharky Shootout cabinet, needed a few parts, lots of repairs, and had to move the playfield brackets because on NASCAR and Grand Prix, the playfield brackets are 1.5 inch lower than they are in Sharky Shootout. So I had to drill new holes and put that on. And, of course, I had told you I had the wrong CPU, so I had to strip it out of my NASCAR game to put that in. So what does the repairs look like on this? This is what it started look like, a little rough. It was in, obviously, on a route, so we got that. That's starting the repairs. You can see all of the Bondo that's on there. And, of course, there was a big nick in the head. That's standard. And that's a coin door. And there is the cabinet prepared for painting. And then we're painting it. I had a friend do it. We did it at an airport because you can't just paint any place without getting in trouble nowadays. So he's painting the head, and then he's painting the cabinet. Now I'm going to use dry applied hard work this time. We had a seminar, and I think it was about five or six years ago, we explained how to do wet applying of decals. And so the first time I'm going to do dry, I could do it. I could be a real man about it and tackle it myself, or I could be a wussy and hire somebody who's a pro at it, which...
Wuss.
That's right. I wuss out. And so the first thing they do is they lay on the artwork, and they put in, on the corners, they've got 3/4-inch blocks on both sides, the two of the sides, so they can get a perfect alignment of it. And then they, what they do is they then lay it over there, and they put a hinge. They call that piece of tape a hinge across there. Okay. And then they start peeling back to the hinge. They're going to peel it back. The white that you see on top is a protective layer. Then it's the actual artwork, and underneath is the base for it. And they'll pull it all the way back until they've got it completely up to the hinge. And then, go ahead. Now they cut out that white part, and they're cutting out the white part at this point. You can still see the black of the decal shown there. And at this point, he's now laying down. He's actually using like a squeegee type, and he's pushing down the decal. And now he pulls off his hinge, and he's got that first part. And now he starts to unroll the rest of it because the first 6 inches has been applied. And now he's going to, while the first 6 inches is on there, he gently pulls up on the backer, and he starts with squeegeeing that out and pulling that across. And you can see he's about 1/4 of the way through here. And he just keeps pulling it out and working it that way. And at the end here, he's now finishing it up, pulled it all the way out, and he cuts it the size, and he's done. So what did this game, and I'm not sure not all of you have seen this game that Stern built, so we'll show you what it looks like. This is the game that they built, and that's the play field layout, and this is all from their brochure. Right, Bob? We're at the end of the game. We're going to unveil.
Okay, we're still waiting for people to come on back and tell me about some technical problem. I can almost guarantee you a big prize if you come back here and tell me about some technical problem you had. Because I know the people who run this thing, and they're easy. They can be had.
We're going to pass around. Right here, there are pieces of the actual decal that I didn't use. We're going to pass them around so you can see what they look like in their present form. We have a ton of presents. I don't know if you saw this. There's just a huge amount of presents here. We're going to be in the game. We're going to be giving all these away, and whatever isn't given away at the end will be given to anybody who wants to come up and get them. So we've got tons of manuals here. There's translites here. There is posters here. There are parts here. There are books here. There is quite a bit of stuff here. So please, when we're all through, come on up. You ready? Go ahead, Robert. So it's basically a Grand Prix playfield on a Sharky Shooting cabinet with custom artwork with a custom translite. And there's custom decals on the playfield. And if anybody ever wants to tackle this, you can't have my phone number, okay? Because this was much more than I really wanted to get involved with. Okay, next, and then the last thing. Now that's the end of the main presentation. We're going to start on the trivia. So let's talk about how the trivia works. What happens here is that we've got two different groups of questions. We have rock and roll questions, and we have pinball questions. And so what the way we're going to do it is Mr. Burke is going to come up here in about a minute. He's going to pull out. Everybody has a ticket? Okay. If somebody doesn't have a ticket, raise your hand, and we'll get a few. Let's see. I don't know where my crew is. Oh, there's Jim. Jim's handing out the tickets. Just keep your hand up, and we'll give you a ticket. Okay, so what's going to happen is we're going to draw a number. Mr. Burke will draw a ticket here. And at which point, I'm going to ask you to stand up and tell me if you want pinball or rock and roll. And
okay, then, we've got two tech stump the tech questions.
Do we have a tech?
Yep, we got a tech. We
you
found
want to go first?
No. Okay. Why don't we get a couple of these going first?
Okay, we're going to – actually, why don't you run now because they're still handing the tickets out.
Oh, still handing tickets out? Okay.
Hey, Don, tell them.
All right. I am going to get ready to present the first Stump the Tech question, but first I'd like to introduce our tech, Gavin Miller of Gavin's Game Service. Where'd he go? Oh, you're up there now. Okay.
Hey, Gavin.
Grab the microphone. Give him a mic.
First of all, would you give him about a one-minute spiel about your company?
Okay.
I don't know if I have a minute's worth of information to say other than I'm Gavin. I started my own business doing pinball repair about 4.5 years ago. I've worked in pinball probably about 15, 16 years, I want to say. Started at a lad's castle back in the mid-90s. Got tired of running birthday parties and making change. Ended up working at a place that refurbished machines for home sales. Worked there for about 4 years and then left them and worked for a couple different distributors. Then they offered me the chance to move into management, which is when I realized it was time for me to start my own business. So I've been doing a lot of service calls. I fix pretty much anything that has flippers. I tell people coin-operated because they like to call me the home-use Bally machines and Wico and stuff like that. And I try to avoid those as much as possible, but I don't know. I've still been bitten by the pinball bug, and I work on the games all the time. And it's pretty much what I was doing right up until you guys' seminar started, and I'll be doing that all weekend long, I'm sure. So,
okay.
So,
Bob, hit it. It's Stump the Tech, and here's our first question. Can you please give Gavin the problem and some symptoms, and then Gavin gets to ask three questions.
And the name and manufacturer.
And the name, okay.
Okay, here's a problem that stumped me for a better part of 2 years. Bride of Pinbot has a rotating head.
Mm-hmm.
Every time the flashers on that game activated, that head would give about 1/8 of a turn. I eliminated the problem in a hack fashion by pulling out all of the flasher bulbs. So there's no flasher circuit to cause this head to. The rest of the game operates fine by doing that.
Hmm. That is an interesting one for sure. I have seen that before. I've seen it on Judge Dredd. If you have the coin door open and the coils pulse, it'll turn the dead world motor a little bit at each time. Now, the actual problem for that, I can't say I would know exactly, other than I would think that there'd be a wiring issue possibly with the...
There is a wiring issue.
So,
But other than the head turning when those flashers went off, once I pulled the bulbs, the game worked perfectly.
When you pulled the bulbs, they worked perfectly. I would guess that the motor... The common rail was hooked up to the same line as the power for the flash lamps.
That was not the problem.
Hmm. What else could it be?
That's question one.
Yeah, that's good. Stirring the old pea brain here, thinking what else it could be.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give him a question, and you think about it.
All right.
Okay.
Fine.
Mr. Burke, will you please pull a number? Wait. The bag?
Where's the bag? We need the bag. You got a ticket with no number on it. Here we go.
Sure, Don.
Wait. I need my old man glasses.
If you get a chance later on and you see Don out there, would you look at his shoes? He's wearing two different
28.
Shoes.
28. Last two digits, 28. 028. Where are you?
Oh.
All right.
Okay, okay, Jay.
Okay, pinball or rock and roll? Let's go pinball.
And the question is?
The man playing the pinball game is Rob Burke, many years ago, Roger Sharp showing off, or your local mafia hitman? No, you gotta have a ticket, sir.
Yep.
Yes, that's Raj. All right, come up, pick up a big gift.
Want to pull another one?
998. I need to keep these.
Who's got 998?
998.
Yes, young lady. Pinball or rock and roll? Okay. And the question is? The sound system was developed by Susie and the Banshees, Pat Benatar, or Suzanne Ciani. The last one?
Third
Suzanne
one.
Suzanne Ciani?
You are a winner. Come up, pick a big prize.
You want to ask a question again, or like keep going?
081. 81. 081.
Okay, pinball or rock and roll? Okay. Name that tune. Stand right there. And
name that tune number one.
Can you name this tune?
Technology is a wonderful thing. Hit that answer, Eric.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Go ahead, Eric. Yes, Wheel of Fortune. You're absolutely right.
Next number.
086. Big prizes up here. 086.
Pinball or rock and roll? Okay. The Translite design came from the movie Alien, Aliens, Alien 3s, or Alien 4? And the answer is, came from all of them.
You can't lose. 063. 063. Here's a hand. All right. Pinball or rock and roll?
Pinball
it is. What would offend the German people about this Translite? Is it the faces, the name, the lettering, or the theme?
Come on up. You can come look. You're going to win something anyways.
Well, we're all walking around here. Don't worry about it. The lettering, she says. And the answer is the lettering.
Now, do you know why?
The...
Well, almost. The S's look like the... Oh, what? We practice pronouncing it, but anyway, the SS. Anyway, come on up and get a big prize. And in Germany, they had to make a special Translite. Next question is... 047.
047?
047. Martin.
All right,
pinball.
Here we go.
I know you want rock and roll.
Yeah, go.
All right, rock and roll. Okay. Robin, Rick, Tom, Bunny, our beautiful Rockford, Illinois, from beautiful Rockford, Illinois, are members of...
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
The Eagles.
Cheap Trick.
Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
I don't know, but I know it's not the Eagles.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be Dexy's.
Okay.
So I'm going to guess it's Cheap Trick.
And the answer is... Cheap Trick!
Next number?
080. 8. Pinball.
Who is the artist? David Christensen or Python Angelo?
It's the artwork for Cyclone by the Pinbot.
And
Cats.
The answer is Python Angelo.
Well, no, we didn't spell it wrong.
If it's spelled wrong, Mr. Shelberg may spell it wrong.
All right, we're going back to Stump the Tech right now. You got two guesses left.
You want to guess or give up?
All right. Oh, I'm not ready to give up yet.
He'll never give up. He's super tech.
No matter how many hours it might take. Billable per hour, by the way. The next
ticking.
Thing I was going to guess is it was plugged in, one of the common wires that is plugged into the wrong plug on the power driver board.
Bingo.
We got a winner. You can have some candy.
Mr. Burke, will you shout? No, go ahead, shout it.
34.
Okay, stand up and tell us, please, what
you'd
like. Pinball
or rock and roll?
Rock and roll.
All right. Known for championing a bohemian lifestyle, the late Frederick Bulsar was better known as Fred Sonic Smith, Freddie Mercury, Fred Durst, or Fred Cheap Trick? And the answer is Freddie Mercury of Queen, you are a winner. Come on up.
56.
56. Looking for a hand here.
56.
There we go.
Yes,
pinball
lady.
Or rock and roll? Rock and roll. Eddie Vedder. He is the front man for Pearl Jam. His real name is Edward Furlong, Edward Louis Severson, Edward Cheap Trick, Raymond Edward O'Sullivan III. The first one, Edward Furlong, and the answer is? No, I'm sorry.
Come on up. We got a candy bar.
03939. Pinball or rock and roll? We're switched to pinball here. Oh, and you still get a music question.
Name that tune, number two.
It's a toughie. What's that? You said, let's make a deal? No. All right. Here, the answer is Adam's family. Come on up and get a prize. 986.
Pinball or rock and roll? Okay, who is the artist? David Christensen or Angelo Python? You think so? Okay. Yeah. Come on up.
All right.
We'll just see if you pay attention.
76. Yes, sir. Pinball, rock and roll? Pinball.
And it is, who is this man? Is it Robert Burke, Roger Sharp, or Captain B. Zare?
Burke doesn't have a mustache, so he can't
anymore.
Be him. I don't think.
He used to have one, by the
no,
way.
No, I don't think so.
And the answer of course,
is Captain B. Zare. 57.
And, sir. Yeah,
way in the back. Rock and roll. Blitzkrieg Bop. I want to be sedated. Rock and roll. He's yelling out the answer already. What was your answer? The Ramones. And the answer is, of course, the Ramones.
That last line says the best band ever. That's Don's personal opinion. Well, so it's, I don't
right.
share that.
We have not 000. You're the man. Pinball.
And who is the artist? Dave Christensen or Paul Ferris?
All right. Paul what? Ferris is the right answer. Come on up. 025. 025. Pinball or rock and roll? Pinball.
Okay. This is from Taxi. The original translite is on the top. And there is another translite in the corner, in the lower right-hand corner. What's the big difference between these two translites? The lighting? No. What? The hair color? Okay, and it is the hair color. Do you know the names of these two ladies? And who's you have one, right? You said Marilyn?
Well, he said Marilyn, yeah.
And who's the other lady?
What do they call her on that game? Uh-oh.
Anybody else know?
That's all right. Lula. Come on up.
Come on
get a prize. Bob, hit it. It's time for Stump the Tech. We're going to have another Stump the Tech question. And this is my last Stump the Tech that I've got lined up. You want to play Stump the Tech? You got to come up and help me out. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
WPC 95, NBA Fast Break, but applies to anything with an audio-visual board.
Okay.
Game plays, displays fine, no sound. Turn the game on, don't get any bongs. The prom was reburned, and even the ASIC chip was replaced. But I saved it. Don't worry, I didn't cut it up.
Okay. Yeah, give me a little
okay.
time.
Okay, we'll do a couple questions, and
Mr.
then we'll
Burke.
Get some answers.
029. Can I have 029, please? Yes, sir.
Pinball.
Who is the artist? Dave Christensen, Paul Ferris, or Margaret Hudson? And the answer is?
Margaret Hudson. You are a winner. Come on up. 84 is our next player. Who's our next player? 84. Pinball or rock and roll? Absolutely pinball. I believe that's a cocktail.
Okay, Bob, is your chance to play that too?
Okay,
number
Bob,
three.
So I'm going to play this one live. All right. Hold on. We'll chatter incessantly.
Go ahead. Yes, right. And the answer is?
I have no clue. All right, we can give you one hint.
Oh, that, I'll tell you what.
Wait, you make clue? What do you want to do? You want one clue?
Well, we'll give him one clue.
One hint. I got to think of a good hint now.
Well, first of all, it obviously
it's also a pinball.
It's a pinball title. Okay, we aren't going to play any games. It's a pinball title. It's from Stern.
Yeah.
Sega,
actually, but. TV show.
Famous TV show.
Okay, and sir, you have guesses? No idea?
No idea.
Okay, come up and get a candy bar.
You get a candy bar.
But I think we have some people in my
All right. That's the hand I saw first, right there. X-Files is correct. Come on. Go ahead. What's the next? Kiki. 41. 4-1. You're not? Oh, boy, they got bored and left. Okay. 42. All right. We're picking them in order now. All right. The heck with you. Oh, we got somebody right here. Okay. Pinball or rock and roll? Pinball. Who is the artist? Dave Christensen? John Yowsey? Margaret Hudson? John Yowsey. And the answer is? John Yowsey. Come on up. Pick a prize.
Eric.
21 is our next player. 21.
Gavin wants to ask a question or make a statement.
Okay, hang on. Oh, no. Tom, no. Sorry, sir. No.
Okay, ahead. Now
with anything on the table or down there? Anything.
Now with the game, when you're having the problem, did you get it this way or did you? Okay, so what version of software was in the game?
The ROM was updated, the most recent ROM. The sound ROMs were completely reburned. The audio-visual board ROMs were completely reburned.
Okay.
It didn't change.
That's two. That's two plus.
You want to think for a minute?
No, because I know on that game, if you update it to like the 3.0, you have to update the sound, otherwise you don't get any sound either.
Right, and it wasn't a ROM issue after I got done.
Okay.
But this would apply to any game. This is where this really got me.
Hmm. Okay. But everything else played on the machine?
Everything else played. Remember the troubleshooting bongs that they'd give you when there were problems?
Yeah, you didn't hear that. So.
Nothing.
And it would come up with an error on the display too, right? Saying is it audio visual or like miscommunication or something like that, as I recall.
Should I give them a hint? And it did. It had an audio visual board error.
Okay. Yeah.
That's question three.
All right.
Now the answer.
Was one of the chips installed backwards?
Ooh. I think you've stumped our tech. What was the answer?
All three RAM chips were bad.
Well, at least it wasn't a fuse.
Static strike, huh?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Mr. Taylor, would rock and roll or pinball?
Go ahead and grab a prize.
Pinball, okay, pinball question. What is my name? Rudy, Rob Burke, or Pee Wee Herman? Come on up. Next number, Mr. Burke. 15. Can I have 15, please? Okay, type a question. Question. Pinball or rock and roll?
Pinball.
This person required...
Did you even ask Taylor a question or did you just give him a prize?
No, he already asked him.
Oh, yeah.
This person required that their nose be repainted numerous times till it was right. Okay.
006.
Raul Julia, Angelica Houston, or Christopher Lloyd? Can't give you all easy ones, guys. Raul Julia is your answer. Roger, why don't you tell him? Angelica Houston is the answer. Come on up and get a candy bar.
Yeah, you get a candy bar. Okay, we're looking for Agent 006. Agent 006 with a license to answer the next question.
Oh, Phoebe.
I know that lady. She's nice.
Pinball, yes, sir,
rock
and roll.
Pinball or rock and roll? What's that? You said rock and roll? Oh, no. Okay, pinball.
Pinball. Name that tune.
Number four. Name that tune. Ooh, it's tough. It's tough. Oh, it's so hard. Think hard now. And the answer is... Go ahead, Eric. Twilight Zone. Yeah. 079. 079. Pinball or rock and roll? What? Pinball? Jeez. I think you're at a pinball show or something. What's my name? I like to fly. Rocky, Bullwinkle, or Peabody? Ooh, you must not be from my generation if you're hesitating one bit. Oh, he's got consultants. And Rocky's the answer?
Wait,
and
don't show the answer.
Don't show.
Okay, I'll give another prize to the person that can tell me what Rocky's full name is.
Right here.
What is it?
Right.
What did you say?
Rocket J. Squirrel is correct. Come on up and get a prize. And our original guy, come on up and get a prize.
Do I
get a prize if I answer that?
The Woods.
No, okay. Throw up your hands if you know where those guys are from. Frostbite Falls. That is correct. Have a prize. Okay. 003. 003. Right here. Pinball or rock and roll? Pinball. We're running out of pinball soon. Soon you'll be nothing but rock and roll.
Is my name Rob Burke, Ringmaster, or Slash?
He says Ringmaster. The answer is? Ringmaster.
Next number.
13. 1-3. Lucky 13.
Rock and roll or pinball?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Okay. Okay, the Beatles had their own record label. What was the name of their very non-PC label? EMI Records, Capitol Records, Apple, Cheap Trick Records. Okay, what is it?
Shout it out.
Okay, he says Apple Records. The answer is Apple Records.
Okay, 10. The next number is 10? Well, then you can get a prize then if you just found something we didn't know. Okay, Number 10, nobody? 50. We have manuals up here, too, if you don't like what's there. We've got all this stuff. 50.
Bob, hit it. It's time for Stump the Tech. Here we go.
Yeah, I got one for you. Got a ballet hard body and brought it in the house. And the playfield has the A-side lighting and the B-side lighting. You're familiar with that, right? Mm-hmm. A-side lighting's not lighting. Why? It's not the fuse.
I would say... my first guess is... my first question is, I haven't worked on too many hard bodies.
That's terrible. You're a young guy like you? You go for the chubbies?
Does this use a relay to select A or C side?
It's not the relay.
Okay.
That's one. You want to think about it and do a question or two?
I'll go for it.
Plowing ahead.
Is the common wire to the B side broken?
No wires are broken.
No wires broken.
That's two.
Yeah, I'm starting to draw a blank. Are all the bulbs burned out on that side?
No. Bulbs are good and replaced to make sure.
Okay.
You have stumped the tech. Well, head up and get yourself a prize. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Mr. Yep. The answer was?
The answer was on the back of the actual power board, the solder joint had just eliminated itself and it was just the pin on the front side. There was no voltage. Well, about half the voltage was getting through. That was it. No lights.
Number 54, please.
54. Wow, everybody's leaving.
90. 993.
993.
Yes, sir. Pinball or rock and roll?
Rock and roll! Okay, this is going to be your name that tune, Bob. Are you ready? Okay, in 1977, this song saved the music world, my opinion, by rejecting everything and creating a new musical style. What do you say? No idea. Orange spiky hair. The song. Name the tune in this song. We name that tune. It's a... All right. Where's our original contestant? Yes, it is. No? Name the most famous punk band you've ever heard of. The answer is... God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols. We'll give it to you. Yay! 002, 002. Pinball or rock and roll? Back to pinball.
What game did I come from? Theater of Magic, Hocus Pocus, or Pinball Magic? Okay.
Answer, Theater of Magic. All right, we got a winner. 987.
Go ahead.
Right here. Pinball.
Name that tune, number 5.
We're queuing that up. That's a music term, queuing. Or if you get hit over the head with a pool cue, you've been queued up. You missed this one. We're dragging you out of here by your heels. Indiana Jones is the answer, and the correct answer is, however, Indiana Jones. You win. 009. Pinball, rock and roll. Pinball.
This game was used...
And the answer is Family Guy. You win, but Mark's got a
second.
But
why?
But why?
Can you answer that question? Why did they do that?
It's cheaper.
Nah, well, yes and no, cheaper. But that's not...
Over here, say?
Because it was Shrek in a bar.
You can't put Shrek in a bar.
Nope.
No, because it's more of a favorite here.
Okay, Phoebe, you know the answer? Nope.
It's true.
What? Jackson.
They had extra parts.
Nope. Roger, do you know why? Okay.
Yes, he knows.
And Gavin knows, of course. You know?
Sales for Family Guy were initially slow and they had a surplus of parts.
Nope.
DreamWorks wanted a title put in.
Pretty close. What happened was is that DreamWorks called up and said, we want a pinball game. And Mr. Stern says, you can't afford one, basically. Okay. But he says, I'll tell you what I can do is I can remake one of the games I have on the line right now. And that's what happened.
Don't forget, stump the tech questions if you got a question.
Okay.
40. Oh, 40. I remember when I was 40. This is a long time ago. Rock and roll. All right. This is not an easy one. In 1971, The Who released their classic rock song, Won't Get Fooled Again. Complete this opening line from the song's chorus. I'll tip my hat to the new revolution, Cheap Trick, Resolution, Constitution. And the answer is Constitution. Oh, you get a candy bar.
Next.
74. Pinball, rock and roll. Pinball. Got any stump the tech guys? Raise your hand. You got any stump the tech questions? You want one? All right, I'll come back.
We've only got 5 minutes left.
5 minutes. You're going to...
Okay.
You're going for it.
The next number? 999.
Okay, we're just going to do this live. Okay.
Who's 999? Pinball?
You'll be fine.
Okay. And who's the designer? Dave Christensen, Paul Ferris, or Brian Eddy? Who's the designer? Especially when there's only one designer up there, too. Right. Okay, come on up.
Okay.
007? 007? James Bond? Okay. Double price because it's James Bond. Which one? Pinball, okay. This was the first Pinball 2000 game produced, true or false? Okay, hold on. Okay, go. It's true, but which game was scheduled to be first? Okay, come on
okay,
up.
Okay, we've got to stump the tech question, and here we go.
I have a Star Trek The Next Generation, Williams 1993, and the game would play completely normally. And some people have suffered with random resets in that game. What I would get instead is everything's completely normal. All of a sudden, every feature in the game goes off at the same time.
Every feature?
Yeah, so you'd score. Lights are fine, GI's fine. What I mean by feature is if it's scoring as if you've hit every shot simultaneously.
Oh, if something goes nuts on the scoring.
Correct. You get like a billion points and, you know, you've just scored everything.
Well, you're just good.
While he's thinking, pull a number, Mr. Burke. 992. 992?
Pinball.
Pinball?
Pinball.
Okay. Double prize. Who is the artist? Dave Christensen, Paul Ferris, or Kevin O'Connor? Okay, come on up.
You win. Come on up and get a prize.
Wait, hold it. Gavin wants to ask a question.
Okay.
Now, does this issue occur when you hit a certain target or just randomly whenever?
Randomly.
Okay. Was there a problem with the 12-volt supply on the machine not being reliable?
It had a brand-new power driver board, so no voltage issues.
Battery corrosion on the CPU?
I don't know what CPU software was running, but that was not the issue.
024.
That's three.
Double prize, 024.
All right, I'll give Gavin one last guess, and then I'm going to send him up for his prize.
What's the number you got, Mr. Burke?
He's thinking.
064.
Okay, Gavin, you thought long enough. You've been stumped.
I think there's some frayed wiring in the switch matrix underneath the playfield someplace.
There was a loose opto connector, and so randomly all of the optos would fire all at the same time.
So it was shorting out the 12.
It wasn't shorting. It was losing power to the opto circuit.
You stumped our tech. Almost. Okay. Well, go ahead and pick yourself a prize.
Okay. Pinball, rock and roll. Okay. Rock and roll.
You're ready to play us out, Bob. They're going to throw us. I see people with torches and pitchforks. Who sang the 80s hit, "She Blinded Me with Silence"? Was that Dream Syndicate, Depeche Mode, Thomas Dolby, or Cheap Trick? Oh, you got picked for the wrong generation of music, didn't you? Take a guess. Thomas Dolby. The answer is Thomas Dolby.
045?
045, triple prize, thanks to Rob Burke. 045. You got it? Wow, how many tickets you got? All right. Pinball or rock and roll?
Pinball.
This game was based on the movie Mars Attacks, true or false?
Okay. False. False. Where did it come from? Bob, tell them where that came from. That's the, I'll show you here. Mars Attacks. It was a set of trading cards, bubblegum cards. Late 50s.
Okay.
988.
Triple prize.
Clean them out. 988. Pinball or rock and roll? Pinball.
Who is the artist? Dave Christensen, Paul Ferris, or Doug Watson? Okay.
The answer is Doug Watson. Come out and get a prize.
062.
Pinball. The original name for this game was Monster Bash, Monster Mash, Rob Burke joins a band. What's that? Monster Mash. And the answer? Monster Mash.
And can you name the person that produced that song, the artist that produced the song Monster Mash?
We'll give you another prize.
We'll give you three candy bars. Can you name it? You know his name?
Who wrote this song?
Who? No, you can't answer. Bob, you know the answer.
You want a candy bar, Bob?
I'm diabetic.
Oh, that's right. You're diabetic. Sorry. All right. Go ahead. Boris Pickett. Come on up and get a prize.
And you get a prize too, sir. Come on up.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Okay. 043. Pinball or rock and roll? Pinball. Who is the artist? Dave Christensen, Paul Ferris, John Yousey. John Yousey is correct. Come on up and get a prize.
Next.
990.
990. All right. Pinball or rock and roll? Pinball.
Sorry, that
We're
was
done.
It.
You get rock and roll, buddy. Oh, that's right. You wanted rock and roll. In 1970, the band Black Sabbath released a song called Iron Man. Which album was on this tune? Was it Sabbath, Bloody Cheap Trick Sabbath, Paranoid, Ozzy's Christmas Favorites, or Sabotage? He says it's Paranoid. Yes, it's Paranoid. Come on up and get a prize.
282.
082. Pinball. Pinball. There are no pinball questions
roll
left.
Out.
You don't even have to tell us. You get a rock and roll question. Let's see if okay, it's an old question. Lady Gaga's mom, when she's calling her in for dinner, she doesn't yell Lady Gaga. What does she yell? Guess. Maria. I'm sorry. It's Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata. You get a candy bar.
I'm glad no one knew that.
077. Okay, we got 077. And next question? You don't get a pinball question. Okay. Rock star and golf fanatic Vincent Damon Furnier is better known as Mr. C-Trick, Cat Stevens, Fats Domino, or Alice Cooper. I'm going to run over here. Alice Cooper. Is the answer Alice Cooper? Yes, it's not 18. Okay. All right. Okay, we are out of time, so we must leave. As Bob plays us out,
Mark? A couple of things I'd like to do. I'd like to say thanks to Eric for taking making all the software work today.
We'd like to thank Windows.
I'd like to thank Gavin for being a good sport and standing up here.
Thank you, and stop by our booth.
And if anybody's interested in buying the game, yes, it is for sale.
Yep.
And if you got any questions that you want to know about how I did this, please catch me afterwards because we're another seminar is starting.
Let's have a round of applause for Bob Hearns.
Yes.
Rock and roll. Okay.